Jesus' disciples met him once on a mountainside in Galilee, and he told them, "You have heard that it was said, 'Love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I tell you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." In Jesus' name, beloved of God, the words of Jesus in Matthew 5 show us why Thanksgiving can be a national holiday when church holidays can't be unless they are secularized first. With the many different faiths in our land, it would be impossible to celebrate matters of faith on a national scale. But Thanksgiving can be a national holiday because everyone can see the sun rising on the evil and the good, and the rain falling on the righteous and the unrighteous. Everyone receives these blessings, and we could not live without them. Yes, some may complain that the sun does not shine warmly enough, or that it's too hot, or that the rain is not sufficient, or that there's too much. But even those complainers are blessed with the strength to complain. That's why count your blessings is such common advice, regardless of religion. Of course, we Christians know that by ourselves, we don't fall into the category of good or the righteous on whom the sun and the rain come down. All we like sheep have gone astray. It is only by our connection with Jesus Christ, our substitute, that we can be considered good or righteous. So we have more reason than the average American to be thankful, because we know that we have not deserved the blessings with which we have been showered. This gives heartfelt meaning to the words, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever." And he is the one to thank, isn't he? How thankful we can be that we know him. If he had not come to us, revealed himself to us as our gracious Savior God, we would have been left with some vague idea of a higher being, not knowing how he felt about us, how to come close to him, how to pray to him, how to thank him. We might be left with some pious-sounding words addressed to someone we would not know well enough to trust with our everyday lives, though perhaps a big meal, a family get-together, or a football game. Nah. But from Jesus, we have learned to know God as our Father in heaven, who so loved the world, that includes us, that he gave his only begotten Son. He made us his dear children. And now we find that we want to stand with our faces toward him, whose countenance is turned toward us. And we want to reflect his love and goodness, just as children reflect certain qualities of their parents. This, of course, is how we show our thankfulness, isn't it? listening to him as a loving child listens to the voice of its father. Trusting that his words and ways are the best words and ways for everything. Letting him do for us what he wants to do. Running to his arms, not pushing him away, as though he will spoil everything, spoil our friendships, spoil our self-respect, even our religious life. One of the easiest compositions for the ninth graders to identify this year, December 5th, is Handel's famous Hallelujah Chorus from his oratorio Messiah. The first time I ever saw Messiah performed, the audience stood up for the singing of the Hallelujah Chorus. The custom was said to have begun at the first royal performance of the work. When the choir got to that chorus, to that point in the oratorio, for whatever reason, the King of England stood up. And the whole audience followed suit simply out of respect for their king. Likewise, we can thank our heavenly King by standing when he stands, honoring what he honors, loving those whom he loves, forgiving those whom he forgives, and so on, as children of the Heavenly Father. O Lord, we are so far from perfect in all of this. In your great mercy, forgive us, and by your forgiveness, strengthen us. Through our Savior, who is perfect, we pray, give us lips to sing your glory, tongues your mercy to proclaim, throats that shout the hope that fills us, mouths to speak your holy name. Amen. Hymn 775, the last two stanzas, 775.